Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, for Skin Cancer Awareness Month with some sun safety tips. This is part one of a two-part interview. It is starting to warm up, and we're starting to see a few days with some sunny skies. And with that, people need to start thinking about sunscreen. What do people need to keep in mind even when it is still cool out but sunny?
Well, I think, you know, one misconception is that you only need sunscreen when it's sunny, and you actually still can get sunburnt even if there are clouds out. So I wouldn't make your determination to put sunscreen on yourself or your children based on what the weather is necessarily doing. I would make it a part of your regular habit. But a few things that you want to think about is SPF, which stands for sun protection factor. And so that's always on the label. And one of the things that I think is a misconception is that the higher SPF a product has, the safer you are to be out in the sun longer. And I would actually encourage that no matter what SPF you're using, you should be reapplying your sunscreen every 1 to 2 hours, more if you are sweating heavily or swimming.
Very interesting. And with that, people should just make it part of their habit, like you said.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, if you look at the research, some of it will say, you know, you want to make sure that you steer clear of snow and water, you know, anything that's going to reflect light back to you. So even if you're, let's say you're going to go on vacation and you're going to go skiing, or, you know, God, heaven forbid we get more snow in May. But if we do, whether it's 90 degrees out or whether there's snow on the ground, really protecting your skin with a SPF of at least 15, I would say no more than 50, is a safe way to go.
And there are different kinds of sunscreen. There's lotions and sprays. Are there any recommendations regarding what type to use?
Yes. So the recommendation is really to steer clear of the sprays. I admit I was unhappy to read that, because that's something, it's so convenient. You know, it's so much easier to apply by yourself if you're using a spray. However, it does cause a risk for inhalation, especially around young kiddos, and so you want to avoid that. So my recommendation would be find a friend and use the lotion, and, you know, making sure that you get under straps, especially of swimming suits, or behind your ears, your nose, your lips. I think people forget about your lips, your toes, especially if we have open-toed season. So making sure you get all those nooks and crannies and having a friend help you out, so that, you know, you can only get so much of your own back. So having somebody help you is a good suggestion.
Yeah, earlier this spring, I made the mistake of wearing my hair down and then putting it up, and I forgot to put the sunscreen on the back of my neck.
Yes, earlier this week, I realized it was a lot warmer than I thought, and I got a nice sunburn on my back when I thought I was going to be wearing a cover-up. So definitely making sure that you put that sunscreen on, even if you think you may not need it. And I would also encourage to put it on about 20 minutes before you go outside. Let it absorb into your skin and really give you that extra layer of protection.
And making sure that all those nooks and crannies get covered with sunscreen or a hat or some kind of coverage. One spot that people might not think of is
their head. So for those of you who are going for the more natural look, or if you shave your head or have a part. So that might be a great place to put a little bit of extra sunscreen, especially, I don't know if you've ever put a ponytail in your hair after burning your scalp.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad. So making sure that you focus on those bare spots on the top of your head, on the back of your head, the backs of your ears, all of those spots that you might miss.
Or if you're wearing a hat that has those little holes on the back.
Yes. Yes, definitely. The tops of your feet, you know, things that people don't think about that burn and get direct sunlight, and definitely.
Yeah, the tops of your feet really hurt if you don't wear the same shoes again.
Right. Yes. Especially, you know, when you're dressed for the weekend and you get burnt in an odd spot, you really notice it when you're dressed for the work week. You know, just the different way clothes fit and your professional versus casual attire. And yeah, definitely had some not so fun experiences with that. So,
and why make a Monday any more miserable?
Right. Yes, exactly. So just slather it on your head, slather on the back of your ears, tops of your feet, anywhere that you don't want to feel pain the next time you change clothes. It's a good suggestion.
That's been today's Washington Page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski of Washington County Public Health speaking about tips for using sunscreen. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.